Hey everyone, welcome back to the Health for Hashimoto's podcast. I am your host, Natalie Guevara, and I'm super stoked to be chatting with you today. As I mentioned in last week's episode, we are going to start exploring what health with Hashimoto's looks like, what a deep health approach to not only your condition, but your body and your life. And just who you are as a human being. I'm super excited to dive into this topic. I've had a lot of really impactful conversations over on Instagram around the shifts that I have been making, some different pieces of content that I've shared, and I'm really excited to go a little bit more deep into these concepts in today's episode. Before I even get started, this episode may wind up being a two-parter. I'm trying to keep these podcast episodes a little bit shorter and a little bit more digestible. So we will just kind of see where we get in terms of time, because I have so much that I want to chat about and share as we get into this conversation. So if you're brand new to the podcast, welcome. Again, my name is Natalie Guevara. I am a certified health and wellness coach for moms with Hashimoto's. My previous focus has been entirely on female health, metabolism, hormones, and thyroid health. But as we are, you know, exploring these newer episodes, you might have noticed a shift into more of a, I don't really like to use the word holistic. So we'll just go with deep health approach to health with Hashimoto's, which is the name of my signature coaching program, as well as helping moms with Hashimoto's develop a positive body image. So again, today we are talking about what, quote, I'm using air quotes here, deep health actually looks like, especially when it comes to Hashimoto's. And this is something that I find really interesting, because really tying back to my own personal journey of being diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and it essentially my diagnosis being these numbers on a piece of paper, right? Which I think is something that a lot of you have experienced. And my life went from this one perception and this one reality one day to this piece of paper changing everything. And the doctor uttering the words, "You have Hashimoto's," and starting me on these supplements and these medications, and just literally taking my life and turning it upside down. I was then, this was done at a time when we were really into telehealth. So this was all done via telehealth. And so I was getting all these things through in my email inbox. It was just ding, ding, dinging around these protocols and things that I needed to avoid and things that I needed to eliminate from my life. And it was really, really overwhelming and really, really discouraging. And for me personally, one of the biggest struggles that I was having at this time that I was looking for help and support with was around my mental health. I was experiencing a lot of anxiety. I was dealing with depression and a lot of those things. And those are really, really common symptoms of both Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. And so to take someone who was already struggling in that way and just completely shake them upside down is jarring. And it makes things that much harder. Not to mention the fact that the number one symptom that I hear from my clients, and again, a part of my own journey, is around fatigue and lacking motivation. And so you take someone who knows that they want to be, quote, healthy, they want to eat well, they want to exercise, they want to do all these things, and then tell them, okay, you have Hashimoto's and now you need to do all these things, but you are already struggling to, you know, take the laundry from the washing machine and put it into the dryer. It feels like it's just absolutely impossible to get ahead or to make the positive changes that we really want to make. And so this was something that I really, really struggled with in terms of getting my life on track. I actually worked with a coach that I worked with her for like 90 days. It was not a great experience. Who, you know, was very much subscribed to that. Let's add. Let's keep doing things despite the fact that you're struggling with the most basic things. And it was really, really discouraging for me, and just compounded a lot of guilt and shame around what I felt really incapable of doing. And I will admit that it was multifaceted for me, because I felt inadequate as a human being. I felt inadequate as a mother, as a wife, but also as a health and wellness professional. I was literally struggling to do the things that I was coaching my clients on. So it just put me into this deep, deep, deep spiral. But this is not different from any client that I've worked with over the past several years who is struggling with Hashimoto's, right? The whole health aspect is centered around these lab numbers and what we can eliminate and what we can change. And while there's always, we all have room to make positive change in our lives, I will always maintain that. It doesn't matter where you get into your journey. We are not static creatures. We are dynamic. So things are constantly changing. Evidence, science is changing. So there's always going to be positive changes that we can make. But the focus on strictly these lab numbers and these medications and these supplements is missing so much of the whole picture and what's actually making a difference in women's lives. As someone who's dedicated her career the last several years to just working with women who are dealing with the, I'll say, negative symptoms of Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, the other thing that I see again and again and again is these women who are, you know, given thyroid hormone replacement therapy, which, you know, again, is necessary for hypothyroid, given a bunch of supplements, told to give up gluten and sugar. And then they come to me and they're like, I've been doing this, but I still feel like shit. And, you know, again, that was true for me as well. I worked with this coach that was like, no gluten, no sugar, no this, that, and the other, go to sleep, and all of these things. And I was fighting myself so hard to do all the things, and I never felt any better. And so it had me start to question, like, is this what actually matters? And again, I want to be really transparent and really clear. Like, I stand on this middle, I guess, fence, if you will. We need Western medicine. We need lab numbers. We need doctors. We need all the incredible inventions that have been provided for us and to us. Now, we can get down a whole different rabbit hole of advocacy and, you know, women's health issues when it comes to healthcare, and we will, because I have a lot to say on that as well. But there's a lot that our doctors are both uneducated on and not able to actually provide us with. And so a really good example, we've done a lot of moving over the last several years throughout my whole diagnosis process and getting well again. And so in that, I've seen several different doctors. And, you know, the doctors that really are the best are the ones that are willing to very much stay in their lane in terms of, I'm here to check your lab numbers. I'm here to support you with medication and what Western medicine can provide. But there are also different modalities and ways that you can support your health and well-being. And so understanding that is the first step to actually supporting your health and well-being, that your doctor is neither responsible or capable of addressing the whole picture. And from my perspective, as a mom with Hashimoto's, for most of us, we're not looking to just actually treat our thyroid or treat our Hashimoto's. We're actually looking to get our life back. And it still shocks me, but for a lot of women that I work with, they don't even remember what that looks like. And I'm not saying that we want to get our life back to the way it was pre-Hashimoto's diagnosis, because that's not realistic, because you've likely changed. You've aged, the world has changed, like so many things have changed. That's not realistic. But even for me, I will never, ever, ever forget with my toddler, I don't know, it was like 6 months postpartum. He was a terrible, terrible sleeper. And I was walking through the kitchen sipping some coffee, and it just hit me like a brick wall of just like how sleepy I was just from sleep deprivation as a newer mother, and how different that was from the debilitating fatigue I was experiencing with Hashimoto's. And so it, you know, if it continues to shock me, what is actually available to us in terms of health and well-being and actually moving to a state of thriving, I totally understand it from my client's perspective. But really understanding that health is more than just what does your TSH say on your lab report, or are you taking your medication? And it's actually this really, really big picture that encompasses so much more than, you know, even just nutrition and exercise, which is, again, one of the things that I see folks mistaking their journey for. Like my health journey is the food that I eat and the way that I exercise, which is, I think statistics, I actually have notes for this week's episode, which is amazing. Let me scan through my notes because I actually jotted down this statistic. Dun, dun, dun. 16% it's 16%, which is not to mean that it's like, okay, where people's minds go, and there's a reason for this, where people's minds go is like, well, if it's only 16%, then I don't need to worry about exercise and I don't need to worry about food. And that is not what I'm saying at all. But we also have to recognize how much there is beyond the food that we eat and the exercise that we do. And actually a lot that we do, a lot that we feel has to do with how we eat and how we move our bodies. And so it all works together in this wheel that has multiple spokes. And if you think of it like a wheel, if we're not perfectly round, we're gonna thud and we're gonna fall over and we're gonna have crashes and all of the things. And so that's why it's incredibly important to actually look at the other 84% of what makes up our health and wellness transformation and actually puts us into a place of thriving. And another reason that this is really important to understand is for a lot of moms specifically, as someone who's worked with hundreds and hundreds of moms at this point, is a lot of moms feel this guilt and shame around focusing on their nutrition, focusing on their exercise, really just taking time for themselves. And so nutrition and fitness winds up being something else on your to-do list when your to-do list is already maxed out. And so rather than exploring all the other ways that we can improve our health with Hashimoto's, we just wind up saying, this is not the right time. I'm too busy. My kids are too little. All of these excuses, which are valid, in order to not take action. And just from the human perspective, like the way human beings are, that's our body's natural way of protecting us. It's the ego portion of our brain saying, let's keep things the same. Let's keep things exactly as they are now. And that's the way our body perceives safety, right? It doesn't matter how we actually feel, how we're actually moving through our day. Our brain and our nervous system wants to keep our body the same because that is known and that is safe. And your brain and your nervous system is designed to, and as well as your metabolism, is designed to do one thing and one thing only: help you survive and keep you safe. So it makes sense. And the other thing that our brains really, really love is black and white, all or nothing thinking, because it is certain. And that's where, you know, exploring this concept of deep health gets to be really, really tricky, because a lot of it doesn't have a black and white answer. A lot of it doesn't have, or any of it doesn't have, this all or nothing answer. A lot of it lives in this messy middle, where there's moderation, where there's nuance, where there's a spectrum. And that's really challenging for our natural human tendency to really understand and comprehend. And so where we go into this all or nothing land is okay. You know, the numbers on our lab work it's black and white. Following a specific diet typically is black and white. Following a specific exercise program typically is black or white. You're either doing it or you're not. You're either following the diet or you're not. Your lab numbers are either improving or they're not. And the same with the obsession with the scale. The scale is either moving down or it's not. Right? But really, when it comes down to what makes a difference, even in those absolutes, is we're focusing on things that we actually can't control, which continue to keep us frustrated, continue to keep us stuck, continue the guilt and shame trap, right? There's a lot of variables when it comes to your lab numbers, which have to do with deep health, that we actually can focus on. But whether or not that number changes the next time you have blood drawn, we can't actually control the number. There's a lot of things that influence whether you follow through with a strict diet. But we focus on the diet itself, which is something that we can't control. Again, there's a lot of different factors as to whether or not you're going to stay with a strict exercise program. A lot of habits and behaviors and actions that we can control. But we focus on the uncontrollable. The scale, that's a can of worms. So many people are focused on trying to manipulate that number, attaching it to their self-worth, attaching it to their success, attaching it to their health. Yet you can't control the number. So a deep health approach to health with Hashimoto's looks at the things that we can control, looks at nuance, looks at individuality, which is something that no diet does. The scale certainly doesn't do. No rigid exercise program does. Your lab work doesn't, right? But again, I want to be clear that that's where we get into the weeds, and that's where it can inevitably be frustrating because it goes against our brain's natural tendency. So we're already 16 minutes into this episode, so it's safe to say that this is going to be more than just one part, but I want to get a little bit more into what deep health actually is, and then we can continue to break it down in the next couple of episodes, the next episode at least, if not two more episodes. So what is deep health? And so deep health is not something that is original to me. This is a term that was created by Precision Nutrition. Precision Nutrition is an education organization. I've done multiple certifications through them. It's where I received my master's in health coaching, as well as continued education on sleep and stress and recovery, all of the things. And so they have this concept that, and they coined the term deep health. And deep health is what I use to create my signature coaching program for moms with Hashimoto's called Health with Hashimoto's. Because again, as we will go through, I strongly believe that Health with Hashimoto's is way more than just nutrition and fitness. And so deep health, or the deep health approach, is when all dimensions of our health are in sync. All of the things that make up who you are as a human being are in sync instead of just the physical. It goes way beyond your body size, your weight, how you look in the mirror or how you perceive that you look, and even how you actually perform. It takes into consideration how you think, how you respond to things, how you solve problems, and how you are actually moving through the world around you. The interesting thing about a deep health approach is even when we have, and we can talk about the different goals in a later episode, but when we have these more outcome-based goals, so there's outcome-based goals and behavior-based goals, when we have these more outcome-based goals, even if your goal is weight loss, looking at this from a deep health approach is going to get you there faster and easier than any other approach. And I promise you this, and it took me so long as someone who is, I am routine oriented and I love things to be just black and white, listed out, do these things, I follow orders. And so this was really, really hard for me personally to adapt and to move through. But this is how we take things off of our to-do list and we actually transform who we are as a mom, who we are as a woman, who we are as an employee, an employer, whatever it is. And from my perspective, it's really, really, really important, really, really, really important for absolutely our Hashimoto's, but longevity and our future as moms and our future as human beings to adopt this approach. Because a thing that a lot of folks don't realize, because again, just the certainty, we're really into instant gratification. We're not super into delayed gratification. And I'm the least patient person that you will ever meet. But what we're doing by jumping from diet to diet and protocol to protocol, looking for just, you know, snapping our fingers and getting some results, we are damaging our health. Not to, because Lord, do I hate the fear mongering that's out there on the internet. So not to contribute to that, but I strongly believe, and there's evidence to support it, that we are killing ourselves. We are destroying our physical bodies. We are destroying our mental health. We are destroying our emotional health by attaching our health to scale numbers, to success on diets, to success with specific exercise programs, to achieving these certain things. And a deep health approach removes that. And I honestly believe is the answer to saving us, if there was anything, right? And so deep health doesn't, there is no deep health supplements. There is no deep health diet. There is no deep health workout. But it does incorporate, again, balanced nutrition, sufficient exercise, rest, recovery, fresh air, water. It has to do with human connection, emotional expression, and living with purpose and joy. And I think joy is a my word for this year's play. Joy is a big one there. And so one of the things that my personal brain, so if your brain's doing this, I just want to call this out because it's okay. One thing that mine did is by not focusing on my nutrition and not focusing on my exercise and taking this deep health approach, it meant that I was going to eat garbage and I was never going to work out. So if that's immediately where your brain went, you're not alone. But that's not what deep health is. It's the same, and we can talk about this in another episode. So I'm just laying out all these future episodes around intuitive eating. This is not the same as intuitive eating or things like that, although we can incorporate concepts like that into a nuanced deep health approach. It's the same perspective that a lot of people have with intuitive eating or food freedom and things like that is, well, if I let go of calorie counting, if I let go of macro tracking, if I let go of the diet, then I'm just going to eat donuts for 3 meals a day. And that's not what it means. So again, deep health is not just your body fat percentage, your BMI, your blood work, but it's how you think, feel, live, and connect. So I'm going to wrap up this episode and we're going to continue next week, but there are 6 elements. And again, this is from Precision Nutrition, and I want to break this down a little bit more deeply and how it specifically applies to moms with Hashimoto's. But these are the 6 elements of deep health. We have relational. So this is being connected and authentic with others, feeling supported and also feeling like you belong. There is existential, which is feeling a sense of meaning and purpose in life. The mental aspect, being alert, focused, competent, and thoughtful. Physical, which is a part of it, feeling vibrant, energized, and thriving, performing and functioning well. Emotional, experiencing a full range of emotions and expressing them appropriately. And lastly, environmental, knowing your everyday surroundings support your health and well-being. So these are the 6 dimensions, the 6 elements, the 6 pillars, whatever have you, of deep health, a deep health approach. And hopefully you're starting to understand that it's a whole lot more than grocery lists and meal plans. It's a whole lot more than what size dumbbells do I need. And on one side of the coin, your brain might be going like, whew, this is a sigh of relief. This feels a little bit more doable. But on the other side, you might be feeling overwhelmed with like, wow, this is a lot of things to focus on and take a look at. And so I want to start to break this down a little bit more in depth in next week's episode, again, I want to keep these episodes a little bit shorter, to you know, just acknowledge and value your time, and to keep it actionable as well. So we will pick up right here where we left off next week by breaking down these six dimensions of deep health a little bit more in depth. As always, I love feedback on these episodes. If you have a moment and wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that does help listeners find the podcast a little bit more easily. You can connect with me on Instagram. I love hearing from listeners what's resonating, what you would like to hear more of. My Instagram ID is Natalie Brooke, Brooke is with an E, Guevara, and you can learn more about me, my coaching programs and offerings at UpDogWellnessAndFitness.com. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will chat with you soon.